brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to thank Dr. Dennis Cuddy for staying an extra 5 minutes with us. Pastor Butch Paul, my good friend, is coming up. Talk show host on the Genesis Network. He's a pastor, Vietnam veteran. He's a great guy from West Virginia, and I just always enjoy the fine work he does. And he lives right there in the same neighborhood with our good friend Hutton Gibson, who I also know listens to the show routinely. We're honored to have him as a listener tuning in today, hopefully. But Dr. Dennis Cuddy, I want to take one final call from Al in California. Sorry to all the others. They've been holding the longest. But just getting back to the New World Order here briefly, any other key points you want to briefly make that we haven't hit upon today?
No, I've hit the main points.
You know what I am seeing, though, that's good news at greater numbers than even just the general public per capita is people in the government. I mean, there's a lot of prominent people coming out and saying this is a new world order. They want to enslave us. They want to totally take over. There's an international elite controlling us. I mean, there is a lot of people now that are talking about it, and it's actually getting pretty chic to talk about this now.
Yeah, it is. And as we've discussed in the past, if I could take 30 seconds to do this, since you mentioned Hutton Gibson, we've discussed using the documents like I've taken in the past, signed by FDR, Woodrow Wilson, Bill Clinton, and actually instead of having a movie like Conspiracy Theory, have one conspiracy that's based on the documents and discover these documents to actually prove to the people that this isn't just a theory. That would be a good movie.
Oh, like somebody trying to get the documents.
Well, let's say the hero and heroine, Mel Gibson, Julia Roberts, would find the letter by FDR, right, saying who really controls us. They find the letter by Woodrow Wilson. They find Cecil Rhodes, the secret society. Then they find the document Bill Clinton signed, a White House stationery supporting world government. And, you know, it would be a step-by-step discovery.
And there's people chasing them while they do this.
Right. Yeah.
And then at the end you go to this website. These are all public documents.
Well, yeah, and not just a movie, but all over the world, people would watch the thing simply to be able to download the documents. They could actually stop the movie on their computer, hit the print button, and have the letter from FDR in their hands, or Winston Churchill talking about the secret circle.
Absolutely. Let's take a call from Al in California. Al, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Great.
You know, I'm not exactly sure how to explain this, but I've brought this subject up before, and you quickly seem to knock down on it and call it cop out. There's several principles. I'm just going to throw them out there for you. I really don't expect you to get it on the first try. And even if you do get it, I'm not sure if your heart is ready for it because there's some things that are pretty complicated and it's a matter of exercising real faith in God.
Okay, you told me. This is really heavy stuff. Go ahead and tell me.
Well, if you recall back in times past that, well, let me give two specific examples. When Assyria was attacking the Judaic part of Israel, and when Pharaoh was attacking the Egyptians as they were, excuse me, not the Egyptians, the Israelites.
Yes, I know, the pillar of fire, all that. What?
Did you know that before those events, and also prophetically in Ezekiel, that before these events occurred, that God's people took up what appeared to be a weak position, a vulnerable position.
You know what? I'm going to have to let my guests go. If you want to hold, we can go back to Pastor Butch later and have a theological discussion for a couple minutes. You say I can't handle this. I mean, I don't really understand what you're even talking about, but it's fine for you to finish up. Dr. Cuddy, I really want to thank you for joining us, and it's always great to have you on.
Thank you, and if your caller looks at the Via Maris back in those times, whoever controlled world trade controlled the world in those biblical times.
And that's what the globalists are doing today, to weaken all the nation states and make the international system preeminent.
That's right, and we need to pray to God for help.
Absolutely. That's a good solution there. Thank you, Dr. Cuddy. We'll be right back. If the caller wants to hold, he can talk to Pastor Bush when we get back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got about 51 and a half minutes left in this live Wednesday edition. I want to mention a lot of different news items we haven't even covered yet and get Pastor Butch Paugh's take on it. Butch is a great American, West Virginia, Vietnam veteran, running covert operations whenever he was in, I find it interesting, whenever he was in Cambodia, so he's lived a little bit. And he's been a pastor for several decades, been broadcasting, I don't know, 15 years. And he's been with Genesis, I guess, about 7 years or so. And we've been so honored to have him here with us. And, you know, he's a good old boy from West Virginia, and he knows how to read the Bible. And again, even if you're secular out there, this is interesting and informative for you, because for those that don't know, George Bush and the New World Order and all their pimps said 100 years ago they were going to take the churches over with the World Council of Churches and all these other organizations. And they teach, whether it's Catholic churches in Chicago or Baptist churches here in Austin, I've seen a letter from both of them, turn your guns in, it's good, guns are bad, do everything government says. Well, then George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and all of them were evil for standing up and not rendering unto Caesar. And I guess all the prophets were bad, being killed for not following orders. And I guess Paul was bad. I guess they were all just evil. And I guess we shouldn't have fought Hitler, because I guess God sent Hitler to punish us. So, you know, it's right there on the record that it's just pure propaganda. That's not what the Bible shows. So I've got him on about that today, and also to talk about how these churches are a bunch of whores. And I'm not saying all of them, but I mean, I've been to a lot of churches around the country, and I mean, it's just feel good and pray to God, and you'll have a nice Cadillac. And I've read a lot of the Bible. It's about standing up against evil, defending the weak, doing services. You know, faith without works is dead. And then people say, oh, no, you don't have to do any works. Well, folks, if you've got faith, you're going to be doing works. I mean, you're going to have an instinct to fight corruption. You're going to have an instinct to be ashamed of yourself when you do things that are wrong. I mean, nobody's got to punish me. I punish myself when I do something wrong. I get very upset about it. I feel bad. But we've seared the conscience, because the New World Order knows if you've got a conscience, you're not going to be a slave, because being a slave is one of the greatest sins there is. But I'm not going to preach. Pastor Butch, it's good to have you up with us.
Alex, it's always an honor to join you, and I really mean that. It's an honor to have you on my program from time to time. You are a great American exposing a lot of evil, and I am thankful that you're there for us.
What do you say, Pastor, to people that say, hey, be positive, we're sick of hearing all the negative stuff on your show? Isn't it really positive to expose evil so that it doesn't happen to other people? I mean, isn't it really negative to just ignore what, I mean, let's say your legs got gangrene, and you just think, oh, I'll think positively about it, I won't have it treated, and then you die.
Well, all my broadcasts I've been on the air almost 13 years. All my broadcasts have always been done, of course, from a Christian perspective. I am a pastor, a preacher, have been for almost 30 years. And I cover current events as you do, not in detail as you do, because your program is geared toward that, and you do a fine job of it. So I don't need to duplicate your program. But we do take on current issues, current events from a biblical perspective. And the only format left to this world, the only force left here to fight evil. Christ said, I left the church here to counter evil, to fight evil, and in my absence, I gave you, he said in Acts chapter 1, the power of my presence of the Holy Spirit to stand in my stead and power of attorney to speak in my name with authority to counteract evil of all matter, whether it be ecclesiastical matters or civil matters. The church is to be the light into the world and the sword, if you will, of the Lord to do battle against evil. So for anyone to say anything less is either cowardly or hypocritical or totally ignorant. Evil must be exposed. Evil must not only be exposed, evil must be destroyed. If people would just read Psalms 149, you'll find where we're told to go out with the lips of praise on our lips and a sword in our hand. And that, because we are, according to his scripture, his battle axe in the world to deliver the innocent, to save the innocent. And the churches in America today as a whole, not all of them, and as a whole, they are 501c3 whorehouses. They're not churches. Their head is not Christ. Their head is the IRS. They don't like to hear this, Alex, but nonetheless, that's what I preach. That's what I teach. And I will stand on that until the day I die. There is only one way of truth. And that is through Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, his word and truth. And history teaches truth. Our forefathers knew the truth of the power of the gospel of Christ. As a matter of fact, Patrick Henry said this, and I get so sick of hearing people tell me, well, we were founded a multicultural society. That is not true at all. We were founded a Christian republic. And Patrick Henry said it cannot be emphasized too often or too strongly that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that's pretty clear. Even for a hillbilly like me, I could figure that one out. We are not a nation of religions. We're a nation of one religion, Christianity. Our laws are based upon that. Our whole society is based upon that. And for a long time, it ran quite well on that premise of morality based upon Christ. Since we've lost that, we've lost all morality. The churches are corrupt. Needless to say, Caesar, the civil authority, is beyond corrupt. And the world's going to hell because the church has lost its light. We are to be the light of the world. We're to be the backbone, if you will, of righteousness in this world. And I see very few pastors and preachers today that are worth their weight in salt. They're pulpit pimps. They're prostitutes. They're panty-waisted pimps behind a pulpit who will not preach the truth. They're afraid they might offend somebody. They're trying to build the church like Rick Warren's new books out on how to, the purpose-driven church, and it's a business for them. How to make money. How to get numbers. I'm not into numbers. I'm in a righteousness in Christ, and that's where the church has failed, Alex. Let's specifically,
I mean, Hitler's favorite quote was Romans 13, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar and unto God things that are God. But the whole Bible is about fighting evil and standing up against corruption. But they take this one little thing out of context, and they just try to beat us over the head with it.
Well, I did a whole two-hour teaching on that topic, as you know. And I make it available anybody wants on DVD or VHS or audio or CD for $15. A two-hour teaching exposing the render and the Caesar teaching that's been taught from the churches today. If they will only read the scriptures in their entirety, they will find out that a righteous government is to be supported by the church. When a civil authority oversteps his bounds and starts becoming immoral, then the church must oppose that tyrant, no matter what the cost, even if it means taking up physical arms to go to physical warfare. Because, Alex, maybe some people have trouble grasping this, but everything we see happening in the physical world comes from a spiritual force. For example, i.e., I pick up a gun and I commit murder. Did the gun commit the murder? No. Did my hand commit the murder? No. Out of my heart, out of my spirit, come that murder. Blaming the gun won't change it. Blaming my hand won't change it. But out of my spirit come that act of murder. And on the other hand, someone breaks into your home tonight to kill your family, and you pick up a weapon to defend yourself. Out of a righteous heart come a righteous stand to defend your family. Everything we see manifest in the flesh is of spiritual origin. When we finally understand that, then we understand the true idea.
And here's an example. You feel bad about killing somebody in cold blood, but you would feel invigorated and like you've done the right thing killing some scumbag.
Well, absolutely. No one in his right mind wants to take another person's life. But believe me, and I don't care to say this on the radio, everywhere I go, I am armed. And I don't care who knows it. I say on the radio, my broadcast, I say in your broadcast, I've written books about it. I preach from the pulpit the right to keep and bear arms. It's all biblical. If they don't believe me, read Nehemiah chapter 4. Read Numbers chapter 1, where our forefathers got the idea of the militia. Numbers chapter 1 is called the war book. That's where our forefathers got the idea of a civilian militia, right out of the scriptures. Luke 22:36, Christ said, sell your coat and buy a sword. That wasn't for cleaning toenails. That was for self-protection. These things are so relevant and so obvious in the scriptures. If people quit arguing with the scriptures and believe them, we could change this country. The church, this country as a whole, the cause of except the church, are more of a detriment to the cause of Christ than anything in a time.
Well, in China today, they have lots of churches, but they're government certified and approved, and that's all 501c3 is.
That's exactly true.
Since when did we need a permit to have a church? We never had it before. They just started saying, hey, sign this form. It's a new regulation. But the First Amendment says Congress can't make a law respecting the establishment of a church, of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Up in 1954, under Lyndon Baines Johnson leadership in the Senate, there was no 501c3 clause in the IRS code. We are automatically immune to taxation. No, we weren't exempt. The church is not exempt. We are immune. We have no authority over us but Jesus Christ our Lord. And anyone who has anything less than that is not serving Christ. And the church, as I said, the churches are very, very impudent today. The demand in the churches have become...
Listen,
saturated.
I have a friend who goes to a big Baptist church here in town, and a couple of years ago during the election, they were given a sheet. He brought it to me saying, don't talk about politics in the pews.
Oh, yes.
Don't talk about it at church lunch.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just the preacher doesn't talk about it now. It's you don't talk when you're here. Like it's the Soviet Union. Well, oh, we're the Soviet Union. You can't talk.
Let me give an example of just how bad it's gotten to be. Locally, there's a small Baptist church not too far from me who wanted to give a gentleman and his wife has cancer, wanted to give him a little bit of financial help. So they wrote him a check for $599.99. Now, that's an odd figure, is it not? So whenever they said that, I stopped and said, wait a minute, why not $600? They can't. If they give more than $599.99, they must issue a 1099 to that person also for income tax purposes. And now I said, well, what if the Holy Spirit told you to give them $1,000? What do you do then? Who do you obey? The IRS or the Holy Spirit, which is the presence of Christ in your heart. That church is not the head is not Christ. They're not being led by the Holy Spirit. They're being led by the IRS. Every time someone comes into their church to sing or preach, they give them a donation. They have to issue give them a 1099 form for income tax purposes. That makes this place a business, not a church.
Well, more than that, now when people come in to preach, they go, now here's the rules. You can't say anything.
That's right.
The government says so.
Well, we were founded, and I know the seeds of evil were already here in 1796, but we were founded a Christian nation. The evil seeds have spread while the good has disappeared because of the church's apathy and ignorance.
Well, it's like the evil's been mass-producing, and while good, it, you know, became a very rare animal indeed.
Absolutely.
Stay there, Butch. I want to get into these churches, I mean, because they just teach, you know, they're telling the world, it's like the Pope saying, you know, one world order. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You know, I've never claimed to be the best person, but ever since I was a little child, I couldn't stand corrupt people, bullies, folks that like to push little guys around. I always enjoyed it, and it actually became a bad thing as I started enjoying it, you know, beating up the bullies. But, I mean, today I get so angry, and I have to control it. And remember, I fight the New World Order because I love my family, but frankly, I get so angry. How they're scamming people, how they're conning them, the horrible things they do. And, you know, my whole life, I mean, I grew up in a wealthy area, well, the richest county in Texas. So, I mean, I was a poor boy from middle-class family compared to these people. You know, billionaires lived in the area I lived in. And there was occultism everywhere. I mean, rich people into the occult, Satanist. It was everywhere. And and then learning that the elite were into it. I mean, people heard my show 8 years ago. I wasn't talking about Skull and Bones and Order of Death and New World Order. But I found out Hitler was into it, the Bushes are into it, the Rockefellers are into it. I mean, you can confirm that they really are devil worshipers. Butch, I mean, you talk about this being a spiritual battle. I know it is. I mean, I've experienced it, but even if people don't believe that, the elite does believe that. Absolutely. That is what's governing things. And what do you say to those that say, oh, it's not true, it's not happening, or those that say, you're not supposed to get angry at this? You're not, I mean, is something wrong with me that I actually shake with anger sometimes?
Well, the scriptures tell us that Christ became angry more than once with the corrupt church. He called the Pharisees what they were, a bunch of whitewashed sepulchres or whitewashed tombs. He called them hypocrites. He called them vipers. He called Caesar, our word would be a skunk. He called him my mind's sitting on the right word. He did call him. He said fox, but that's like us calling him a skunk. He became angry more than once, and he tells us in the scriptures that righteous people become angry over evildoers. It's impossible, Alex. I wrote a little book entitled This Far, No Further. And there's a quote in it I put in there that something goes to something to the effect that a righteous people cannot peaceably coexist with evil. It's impossible. Can light coexist with darkness? Is that possible? No, it's impossible. Can cold coexist with heat? It's impossible. They're opposites. They cannot go together.
And by the way, the evil people always say, oh, just let us have our ways. It's not really evil. But notice they're always trying to push their ways and always trying to outlaw what we do.
Well, that absolutely. That's because the church has become silent as a whole. Here in West Virginia, I am the spearhead, I guess, with people behind me. We are taking on the Department of Motor Vehicles right now over the national ID card. We're not going to take it. We are going to take in the court if we have to fight this in West Virginia, who said a national president. And I shouldn't probably announce this on the air right now, but I'm going to in your program. Possibly I'll be running for governor this next election on the Constitutionalist Party. But that's beside the point. Point is, I am called out of the world to do battle against the world system. I am willing, more than willing, to obey a righteous government. We need government. The scripture tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, that the law was given for the lawless, not for the righteous. So we need righteous laws to govern evil people. But I will not, I cannot follow a tyrant who crosses, who tries to trespass upon the laws of my Creator.
Well, Here's an example. We have a White House counsel who says they can torture people's children and crush their testicles in front of their parents. And he gets asked about it in front of a crowd of 2,000 students in Chicago, and he says, yes, that the president can do that if he wants to. I mean, that is pure, open Joseph Mengele Nazi evil that you is out promoting. And then meanwhile, you know, when a state trooper pulls me over and gives me a ticket when I'm not even speeding because he doesn't know what he's doing, he's not himself an evil person, I would imagine. But the government he's working for, the U.S., because it's federal, folks. State police were set up by Roosevelt. They're all federal. Their own charters are actually federal. We have a government that's tested chemical and biological and radiologicals on us 3,000-plus times, declassified in the 70s, church hearings. We have a government that openly has engaged in mass kidnapping with Dying Corps and others. It's public. I mean, how does any part of the government have moral authority when the heads, when the citadel leaders, when the governors of the New World Order are just pure pit of hell evil?
Well, they don't. But you see, the problem is, neither does the current, what we'll call it, the church. I hate to use that word church to cover them all, but they're not. Because they're not churches, they're corporations. They have also lost their moral authority. People say, Pastor, how do you preach so straightforwardly? And I sense the power in what you say. It's not me, Alex. I'm only a servant. But inside me dwells the power of Almighty God, the Holy Ghost, the Shekinah glory of God, that speaks through me, because I'm not 501c3. I'm not a member of the whore, and I will not be, and I will die fighting the whore and exposing the evil.
Well, when we come back, we'll take some calls, Al and others that are holding 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I want to throw out some news items for Butch to comment on as well. I want to get his take on Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson says taking a microchip's not bad, face scanning to get a library book isn't bad. I mean, what's wrong with that?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Experience. And certainly a lot of patriots, a lot of people that love freedom and love decency and love goodness have been persecuted throughout history. But from all the numbers and the statistics and the common sense and my own experiences, I've found that when you really just commit 110% to something that's good, well, it's like the old founder of the Texas Rangers had to say. Let me just read people the quote here. No man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that's in the right and that keeps on a-coming. Texas Ranger Captain Bill McDonald. But, I mean, that means standing up for what you believe in, not rationalizing and making excuses to yourself. But I found that the people that go along with the system get fed on by it even more than the people that fight against it. You know, the scam is people think that going along with something actually keeps them safe. And in my experience, I found going along with something wrong just leads to stagnation and destruction.
Well, might doesn't make right. Right makes might. A righteous man will not stop. He cannot stop because he's driven by a force greater than himself. By the way, Alex, if you don't mind, I'd like to tell the folks how they can contact me if they would like.
And tell them about that rendering to Caesar video.
Yes, they can contact me by calling the toll-free number, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. And they can order the Render Caesar video for $15. Then go to my website, PastorButch.com. Just that simple, PastorButch.com.
You're still doing Call of Decision, are you?
Well, that's the same thing. It'll both of them go to the same link. PastorButch.com or CallToDecision.com are both the same. And also on shortwave every night on 5850 or 7490.
And that's from 8 to 9 Central Time,
yes.
Also on a lot of different AM and FM stations around the country. Give folks that number again because Render Unto Caesar is excellent.
800-777-4403. Call me when we go off the air. Glad to talk to you about getting a copy of that. We use credit card or you can write to us. I'll give the address to you on the phone if you like on how to write and get it. And get on shortwave 5850-7490 until the 30th of June, and then we're going to 3.215 as our main frequency. But anyway, back to the topic. Alex, and I don't know how much plainer I can say this. I am a simple man. I really sincerely am. I'm a hillbilly. I was born and raised in a coal mining camp. I lived down a holler by myself here in the hills of West Virginia. We're alone in a very private area. I love it that way. I'm a simple person. I like simple things. But inside me there burns a fire of liberty and righteousness that I can't quench. In Jeremiah chapter 20, Jeremiah said, he said, I'm not going to preach anymore in the name of Jehovah, Yahweh, God, because every time I do, people mock me and laugh at me and make fun of me and want to kill me. But he said, I can't quit. There's a fire in my bones that will consume me. That's how I am. There is something inside me it's a force of the Holy Ghost that I can't explain.
I experienced the exact same thing. And it
can't be stopped.
Well, I've also found that every time I get a death threat or I've been physically attacked or something bad happens, every time I seem to double what I'm doing.
That's like saying sickle
to a dog. And an incredible, the comforter, I mean, it really does come.
That's like saying sick 'em to a dog. And I just want to hit that hard, that much harder. We have the most corrupt government in the history of the world. The United States of America is the most corrupt government in the history of the world, bar none. We have slave trade. We murder our babies. We're bombing the world to oblivion for the New World Order. We are the most corrupt government. Yet at one time, we had the most righteous government in the world's history. And now we, by the way, I can prove this too. I did a 3-hour teaching on this. We are the end time Babylon. This is biblical. I can prove it by hundreds of scriptures. We were once a golden cup in the hand of the Lord, and now we are a cup of bitterness in his hand. We had everything that the world would desire. A Christian nation, power, prosperity. We threw it all away for materialism and a lack of concern. The churches have become very materialistic and very puny. They had
no
power.
I watch TV and all they do is gibber about how to make money.
Oh yes,
it's really like voodoo.
Name and claim it. Pat Robertson. You mentioned Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson is a fraud, and I'm saying it very clearly, a fraud. The man owns about diamond mines in Africa with the people's money.
Were they machine gunned and killed a bunch of people?
Yes, he bought a racehorse named Mr. Pat. And a racehorse now. Now listen, I have nothing against a preacher owning a good horse. I used to have one myself years ago. I spend $2,000 or $3,000 a good horse, fine, do it. But he bought a racehorse for $500,000. He had another one that he took out the stud for $100,000. Come on, folks. Is this what you're supposed to do with the money that Christ gives you to further the gospel? Pat Robertson.
Well, I mean, forget all that.
Fraud.
He said on CNN that China's forced abortion and infanticide is what they got to do.
He also said taking the chip is not evil. Facial scan is not evil. These people are killing this nation.
Well, I played the clip, and I played the clip a few weeks ago where he actually said, "Oh, get used to Big Brother. It's good for you, and it's not a problem. And the kids having the thumb scan to check their books out is no big deal."
Well, that's because he is a 501c3 corporate whore. The man's a multimillionaire, Alex, and he did it because
multimillionaire. He had one time he owned like 30 cable channels.
Absolutely, he is a multimillionaire, along with a lot of others. I said, like Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland and a bunch of them. And I'm walking on toes, and I don't care. I have it on video. Billy Graham saying that you don't have to know Christ to be a Christian. I have all this on video. I'm not making it up. I wouldn't lie about this. I can prove what I say or I wouldn't say it. These people are frauds, and they're millionaires because of frauds. Satan pays his people well on earth temporarily. Sin is pleasure for a season, but payday's coming for all of us one day, Alex. One day, we're going to stand before a supreme being that our Supreme Court cannot save us from.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, we're being judged by our evil actions. You know, all throughout the Bible and history and common sense shows that if you let an evil government get into place and do whatever it wants, you're going to get hurt, or those that you love are going to be hurt by it at the bare minimum. And we get judged in this life, too, by what we do.
Nations are judged in the here and now, and so are individuals to a point. But all nations are judged in the here and now, not in the hereafter, but here and now. Thomas Jefferson said this back in the around 1800. He said, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's just natural manure, and there's nothing wrong with that. That is the price of liberty. It's blood. It's paid for in blood. Christ paid for it in his blood. He said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
And you know, these people that say name it and claim it and don't worry about anything, we're all going to be raptured out. Christ talked about how we'll be persecuted, and that's how we're, what, sanctified? But no, not according to them. It's you're supposed to get millions of dollars and just
well,
everybody loves
says,
you.
All those that shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. That's pretty clear. He said, if you love me, the world's going to hate you. So if the world loves you, you're none of mine, he said. Now, these are his words, not mine. And I'm going to preach them just like it says it. And we have, right now in the White House, the most corrupt president in my lifetime.
Well, I mean, I can't believe that they're actually coming out and saying we torture children and we're allowed to crush their private parts off, and the president's allowed to do that. I mean, that's just, they should all be arrested instantly. I mean, it's just...
Well, where is the cry of righteous indignation?
Righteous? I mean, how common sense is it?
Well,
I mean, torturing people's bad, but my gosh, torturing little kids, I mean, that's Jeffrey Dahmer.
I mean, we murder 4,000 babies a day, tear them apart in the womb and throw them in a trash can. So what's the difference between the ones we can see and the ones we can see? There is no difference. Man's conscience has become seared to evil, and the churches are the biggest party to that, because they no longer speak forth righteousness. George Bush is a piece of scum. He ought to be took out the nearest tree and hung, and I'd be glad to furnish the rope or pour the rope. I'm not ashamed to say that. He's a tyrant. He's a Luciferian. These people and Pat Robinson's another one should be took out and hung from the highest tree for treason, and not only against their nation, but against an almighty God.
Well, I'll say this. Paul Craig Roberts, number two Treasury Department for Ronald Reagan, said the exact same thing, basically, about 2 months ago. A lot of other people are saying that. I'll say this. All of the criminals of the New World Order would need to be tried by a jury and due process, and then they need to be punished for their criminal activities. And, you know, again, we see mass evil. Either people are getting more and more evil, or they're getting more and more awake.
That's right.
I do see a lot of people waking up, though, Pastor.
Well, there are more coming along. I just pray it's enough, fast enough. But, you know, during the Revolution, 1600s, 1700s, the light of the Revolution was the pulpits of the churches. They were aflame with righteousness. The power behind the Revolution were the sermons preached by Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg and Jonas Clark and many others, who led the battles of the war for liberty, who said that we cannot tolerate this, to deny, to let King George or any other tyrant overstep his bounds of authority is to deny God. In other words, to defy disobedience to terror, to tyrants, is obedience to God. If we as a Christian continue to go down the road of tyranny, we will go to hell for accepting the final mark of the beast scenario. And, folks, it's upon us right now. The National ID card becomes law in 2008. Your states are going to enforce it. Our state's one of the first. We're going to fight it here in this
state. You're going to have it to do anything. Let's take some calls before we run out of time here. I do want to point out, though, George Bush is really just a puppet. In my big geopolitical, calculation board here, they would actually get a lot of gas mileage out of their puppets and their minions falling by the wayside. So just in a purely cold political calculation, I would like to see Lord Rothschild out of London, England, go to prison or be tried for his crimes and punished. I'd like to see David Rockefeller all of his crimes. I would really like to even go past the puppets and then see due process there and make sure that was dealt with. Now, Al, try to make it quick because I've had a loaded phone lines the whole show. Al earlier called in and he was saying something about how God's people are supposed to take this passive weak position, and I ran up against a break, so I said, hold Al, and if he's still there, we'll let him come up and ask his question or make his comment. Al, go ahead.
Well, I'm still here, and I think it's going to take quite some time.
Well, no. I mean, I understand this is such a big, lofty thing you're going to tell us. You have to tell us that. But you already said about five times earlier, this is really big and lofty. Just boil down your argument for us.
Well, let's put it this way. And some things in the Bible, they apply to certain people at certain times in history. And other things don't apply to them at that time in history. And even in the times in history where...
Just say it. I don't even know what you're going to say, but let me just guess. We should lay down to the government.
Specifically, under the Christian Greek scripture, that in verse the Hebrew scriptures, it says that we should not bear arms anymore.
No, sir. That is not in your Bible anywhere. Read Luke 22:36 to me out loud and what Christ said. That is not scripture at all.
He says in that context that we're... This is just before the time where he was about to go in the Garden of Gethsemane, and Peter took the sword and sliced off the guy's ear. So, in that context, Jesus had just said previously, you'll need to take a sword with you.
But so hold on. It was wrong to fight Hitler.
No, the question.
Was it wrong to fight against King George?
Well, if these Christians and these nations have supposedly been following their Christian way of life, no one in the military would have ever joined the military, and
delusional. Listen.
No, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, sir. Thanks for the call. You don't have anything.
There's nothing there. This man is totally out of it.
Imagine if he was a father and had kids. I should have kept him on.
He's
just going to let some pig come in and rape and kill his family and rob him?
I have had people like him tell me, well, what I'll do is I'll fall down my knees and pray while they rape my wife. What a piece of scum. He'll be took out and hung. Go ahead.
It's not true.
It's not true.
The whole Bible is people not minding the government and being killed for it or taking the government over.
The scripture tells me that I must provide for my own, or I deny the faith worse than infidel. The 1828 dictionary...
What are the scriptures about if your enemy comes in into your home, rise up and kill him quickly?
Exodus 20, verses 1 and 2. But anyway, the scriptures that I must provide for my family, and that's in the New Testament. I looked up the word provide in the 1828 dictionary. It means provide means of defense. If I do not defend my wife and family against a rapist, a murderer, then I denied my Savior, and I'm going to hell, sir. And I would warn you, please rethink your thoughts.
You know, it's total cowardice. You know, it's just so they can run around with limp wrists and go, and never stand up against anything, never get shoved around, never get in a fight. I just cannot believe it.
That kind of teaching makes me say, I'm going to...
But, I mean, did you just hear the weakness, though?
Oh, yes.
I mean, you could just tell. It was pure weakness.
That was satanic power. Weakness trying to come through, yes. Go ahead. Let's call if you want to, Alex.
What do you say to that? Chris and Mass, go ahead. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, yeah. Thanks a lot for just telling everyone straight up that it is a battle between good and evil. And, goddamn, what the hell are we going to do?
Well, I don't know what we're going to do here. I just know that I'm not going to miss the forest for the trees. And we should try to be respectful to God. I know that. and I appreciate your call. But what do? We learn to find our backbones again.
I mean,
I learned this real quick when I was like 12 years old and four guys were around me beating me up for no reason walking home from school. And I learned the next time it was a lot easier just to start fighting them. And, you know, if four guys jump on you, pick up a rock next time, and when you crush somebody's skull in, they're not going to come at you next time or beat up the next 10 people. I mean, it's just...
And Paul told Timothy in the Scriptures to put on the whole armor of God. Now, read it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, to be a warrior. That doesn't mean just spiritual warrior. We're trained to be warriors. And a warrior is trained to fight. And a warrior who's not in battle is not a happy warrior. So please, y'all that don't believe in fighting and doing what's right.
Well, listen to the circular logic that we heard from the individual earlier. And Al, you can call back in tomorrow or something if you want. I didn't mean to cut you off or be mean. I don't know what your problem is. So the men wouldn't have joined the British military if their king wasn't Christian. Well, wait, so now you've got to decide who was Christian. Was it the king or was it America? I mean, he was actually saying America was bad.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
I mean, it's just, and then I said, so we shouldn't have fought Hitler or we shouldn't have fought anybody. I mean, where does this come from?
It comes from the pits of hell and the pacifism that's been taught from the churches today, because he probably belongs to a 501c3 Baptist church who wouldn't stand for anything unless it's a free lunch. But you go ahead, Alex. You know, call you.
Well, I mean, you know, let's follow the orders of the black ski mask cops with 25-inch arms with giant skull tattoos all over them. Oh, let's turn our guns in so they can have our way with us.
Let's let them sodomize their sons, rape her daughters, take her wives off and cut off their breasts and laugh at them. Now, folks, you think I'm making this up. They've done this all over the world. They're right now in China and other places. They'll take a pregnant woman, tie her to a tree, seal open her womb, watch a baby fall. I stomp the baby in front of her and then kill her. Now, that's what a Christian should tolerate and sit back and say, well, I'll pray about it, you bunch of hypocrites.
Just trash scum. I mean, scum. I mean, exactly. You know, I mean, just 10 years ago, we complained about a massacre in China. Now, that's not even in the news. Oh, they mowed down a couple of villages. Ah, so what? Ah, the Lord's coming soon. We'll be all right.
Just wait for the rapture. And once saved, all you say, don't worry about it. Live like hell and go to heaven. I know what to say.
And I tell you, it's...
You got me fired up, Alex.
Well, that guy got me fired up. It's just a yeah, man, we have to lay down.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, if you want to, you can run the white flag up, tell the New World Order, hey, put GMO in my food, give me mercury, I'll believe it's good, send my kids off to war, let's invade the planet, let's all be slaves, tax me driving up and down the road with transponders, tracking everything. That's not freedom, that's not America. Or you could join us in the fight, folks, and tell people about the radio show, tell people about the documentary films, get the books, get the videos, get them out to people. I mean, go to InfoWars.com. Look at all the books and videos, materials we carry. Get them out to people. Make copies of them. Educate. Fight the New World Order. Get involved. Or you can just literally just, I'm not supposed to do nothing. That is a total con. I mean, if you're not supposed to do anything, then why were we commanded to stand up against evil? Commanded, and the same people that whine and go, don't physically fight. Well, they're the same ones that never go out and protest or never go out and do anything. They never do anything. And, folks, I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and do something. I hope you'll get the videos, get them out to people. Call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your support does make this transmission against tyranny possible. You know, Butch, I think a lot of it is some of these people, and I mean, I'm sure you look a lot more than I am. I mean, you know, in the military and doing special ops in Vietnam and, you know, being a preacher for 30 years and a grandpa now. I'm a father. You know, I've seen a lot of stuff myself, nothing compared to a lot of people. But I know the world's a rough place. I know it isn't a joke. And I know that God smiles on those. That, you know, there's an old Bedouin saying, trust in God, but tie up your camel. You know, I mean, God helps those that helps themselves. And I just don't know what to say.
Guys, but just spread the truth like you've been doing. And folks, again, if you want to call and talk to me personally, I'm available, 800-777-4403. We put out a monthly news magazine that's huge with current events and issues.
The website's good, too.
At PastorButch.com. We'll take you right to CallToDecision.com, the same website.
Well, that's the best place.
Pardon?
That's the best place to go is the website.
Yeah, that's PastorBush.com is the website. CallToDecision.com. It's all the same website. And we also make available to you, we did a seminar last June, Exposing the Beast Seminar, with some of the best speakers available. David and Joyce von Kleist, Colonel Craig Roberts, Joan Beyond, Dr. Bill Deagle, myself. We're all on there talking about what's going on in the country and the world today. Folks, please, for the glory of Christ and for the sake of your children, get in the face of evil. Win or lose in this world, we're going to answer one day to a righteous God who's going to determine our eternal destiny, not by what we thought, but how much we obeyed him.
Well, I know this. You know, I don't really have any more fear. I am secure. I know that when I'm fighting the New World Order, that's where I'm supposed to be.
Amen.
I mean,
absolutely.
If I'm out, you know, just lavishing myself, relaxing, I don't feel good. I mean, we're supposed to be in this fight.
Alex, there are times when me as a man, Pastor Butch, would just love to go fishing and say, forget it, let the world go to hell, I'm going to go fishing. But I can't. I can't do it.
Let's cram one call in. I know. People, we've got to give ourselves over to doing the right thing. Jason in Maryland, last caller, go ahead.
Hello. You guys make some good points, but I was wondering what your interpretation of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 is.
Get my audio tape running to see
if I can read it now.
Get the videotape and explain the whole thing to you.
Sir, I'm trying to pose a question to you.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Go ahead.
For this is thankworthy, if a man for a good conscience towards the Father endureth grief, suffering wrongfully? For what is it glory if you be buffeted for your faults when you take it patiently? But ye do well if you suffer patiently. This is acceptable for God.
Okay, stop right there. That means That means suffering while you're
for fighting. Righteousness sake. Not we have nothing evil. We suffer.
It doesn't mean
sake.
Just suffer for no reason. It means you're going to be suffering because you're going to be fighting.
Read your Bible, feed people, please.
I mean, how can you take that and twist it? It's saying you suffered to do the right thing. Man, I tell you, I mean, it's just any way to...
We have to again sometime.
Yeah, we do. Any way to weasel out of this stuff. Unbelievable. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.